appreciated.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tropical Storm Helene continues to drench Georgia and the Carolinas after battering the Florida Panhandle as a Category 4 hurricane, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake, the storm being blamed for at least 10 deaths across four states. Former President Trump meeting this hour in New York with Ukraine's President Zelensky, who said ahead of the meeting,
I think we have a common view that the war in Ukraine has to be stopped and Putin can't win. And Ukrainians have to prevail, and I want to discuss with you the details of our plan of victory.
The United Nations, a warning from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the nation he says is supporting Hezbollah.
There is no place in Iran that the long arm of Israel cannot reach, and that's true of the entire Middle East.
But Netanyahu's speech was met with opposition in the chamber as many world leaders either left the room or booed when he took the podium. This is ABC News. A green light now for a drug to treat serious mental illness.
About 2.8 million people in the U.S. live with schizophrenia, which can cause psychotic symptoms like hallucinations. It's one of the 15 leading causes of disability worldwide. Antipsychotic drugs to treat schizophrenia have been on the market for decades, but a new drug just approved by the FDA from Bristol-Myers Squibb targets a different area of the brain. It showed to be effective in trials, and medical experts say this kind of treatment is desperately needed. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A legal battle looms over ownership of the baseball hit by Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani in his historic 50-50 home run. Fan Chris Polanski seemingly grabbing the prize, but now another fan, Max Matas, claims he had it first and that Polanski ripped the ball out of his hand. Polanski is set to auction off the ball, a judge ruling any sale can't be finalized till Matas has a chance to make his case. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
Your afternoon forecast, looking to see highs up to around 80, northeast winds 6 to 12, a mix of sun and clouds. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows of 53, northeast winds 5 to 10. Saturday, highs of 80, partly cloudy to sunny, and Sunday mostly sunny, highs of around 80. With southwest winds at 3, it is 70 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
Boat on a big blue lake and a brand new truck in my driveway. Lotto ticket worth $1 million and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win. Wailing on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one. Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than alright. Baby, all I need is you. I'm all yours if you're all mine.
Chris Jansen, All I Need Is You. Well, today's the final day for the Civic Media Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. Another chance this hour for you, as you just need to make sure you have the keyword and enter it into the Civic Media app, which you can find on the Apple or Google stores. Once you've opened up the app, look for WRCO and text this hour's keyword of money. M-O-N-E-Y, money. Then you're entered to win. You could be the winner of one of the hourly prizes of either $100 cash or gold jewelry, or you could be the grand prize winner of a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Good luck. You have until the end of the hour.
This report from the River Valley School Fair is brought to you by Aderer Dairy, Do It Best, Walsh's Ace, Benson Insurance, Tri-State Basement Repair, Prem Meats, Oakwood Fruit Farm, and Cardinal Glass CG.
Griffin Sprecher is our guest here on River Valley School Fair's grounds. Griffin, what position do you have with the River Valley FFA?
I'm just a member. I'm not like an officer or anything, but I've been helping a lot with the fair, you know, setting up gates, doing whatever Sherry tells me to do and all sorts of things. And then I also show a steer out here, so.
Have you done that yet?
Yes, I just got done showing, so.
And how did it go?
Well, I was reserve grand champion, and I took third place for showmanship, losing to my brother, so. That wasn't the greatest, but.
That a younger brother, too?
Yeah, he's a year younger, stepbrother, so.
Okay, sounds good. Is there competition between the two, or is it kind of a friendly rivalry?
It was more friendly, but, you know. It's always fun to win, so.
Sure. Will you be selling your steer at the sale?
Yeah, I will be, so.
Okay. Is that kind of bittersweet when that happens? You know, are you kind of sad to see it go?
Well, growing up on a farm, not really. You know, it's just, it happens daily, so.
Sure. That's true. It's a fact of life.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the money's coming in, so.
Yeah, that's the best part of it, too. What are some other activities you're involved in at River Valley here during the school year?
Football, baseball, FFA, and that's about it, so.
What's Coach told you about Lancaster and what the team has to do if you're going to do well tonight?
Well, I'm actually injured, so haven't been practicing this week because broke a thing on my spine, so I'm pretty much done for the season now, so.
Yeah.
But.
You guys have had some bad luck with injuries. I know we talked to Grady. He's out as well. So it just kind of happens sometimes like that. But you're there still to support the team, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I show up, you know. Being a senior, it's really tough having to sit out. But, you know, sitting there, it's not fun, but supporting. So.
Have you thought about a career? What you'd like to do after your schooling days are done here at River Valley?
Farming. I've farmed my whole life, so that's what I plan on doing. So
what type of farming?
Oh, we have beef cattle and then a bunch of crops, so.
Good. Well, that's good to hear a young person wanting to get into farming, because we don't hear that so much anymore.
No.
So good luck with that.
Thank you.
You bet. Griffin Sprecher joining us at the River Valley School Fair and Homecoming here on WRCO.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Hey doctor, can you help me? Yeah, I got something wrong. It ain't the smoking, it ain't the drinking, or them sad old country songs. I got a habit, I can't kick it, and I was hoping that you could fix it. I got a girl problem, I like it too much, can't help myself, I'm telling you what's wrong. 10 lines and the blue-eyed buds, I can't say no, can't get enough. I'm like an Alabama sunset, I was just falling in love. Yeah, I got a girl problem, I can't have to
Got some girl problem, Trey Lewis here on WRCO. And before that, we heard from the River Valley School Fair with Phil Nee and Griffin Sprecher, and of course, Hank out there as well. We'll hear more from them later on this hour, and we'll also take a look at what's going on around our area in just a little bit. Right now, though, we're at 73 degrees as we hear from Garth Brooks and That Old Wind.
Dropped her boy at school on time. One less worry on her mind. Now it's off to work and on the radio. Comes an old familiar song. And then the DJ's voice comes on and says he's back in town tonight for one last show. Her eyes welled up with tears. God, could it be it's been 10 years since that all night outside county fair, when two strangers shared a night and in the darkness found a light that to this day is still alive and burning there. He asked her twice to come along. They said goodbye at the break of dawn. Cause you can't hold back the wind. And if it's meant to be again, then someday he'll find his way back to her arms. The marquee misspelled his name. Not too many people came, but that didn't matter to them. They laughed and loved all through the night. And as they faced the morning light, they found themselves standing there again. To come along. They said goodbye at the break of dawn. As his bus left out, she cried. With him standing by her side, that old wind had once again found its way home. She'll tell him that the boy is his kid. For right now they're both in love. The only thing they're thinking of is that they're finally where their hearts have always been.
Again, that's That Old Wind by Garth Brooks on WRCO. Our wind, not that strong right now, out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. But you know what? Maybe I'll start flapping my arms and that, and we can get it catching up just a little bit more.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
This report from the River Valley School Fair is brought to you by Aderer Dairy, Do It Best, Walsh's Ace, Benson Insurance, Tri-State Basement Repair, Prem Meats, Oakwood Fruit Farm, and Cardinal Glass CG.
Dan Makovic, River Valley head football coach, joins us. Coach, everybody's going to be well-rested for tonight, right?
Yeah, homecoming week, you know that's not the truth. But I hope that they had fun at the pep rally last night and enjoyed the time with their friends and took some time to actually go home. That was our message last night, is get some rest. It's a long day. There's a ton to do here and a lot of walking around. So hopefully they do take some time to rest.
That volleyball match was certainly exciting, and maybe that paved the way for the football team.
I hope so. Those ladies played really well last night. They had a slow start, but you could just see that they started heating up. And at the end, when that fifth game, they took a big lead. You're like, all right, there's no way that they're going to lose this game.
When you look at tonight with Lancaster, obviously it's a classic River Valley matchup. I've watched a lot of them over the years, but I think it's a rivalry game a little bit for River Valley, isn't it?
it's been a rivalry game my entire life. It's not easy to beat Lancaster, and that's something that you want to do, to beat a really good team. And it takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of patience, because they're going to have good plays. They're a very disciplined team with their offense and their defense, and that's why it's hard to beat them. So everybody wants to take a shot at them because they're so successful.
We've talked to some of your guys here. You've got some guys out injured. I mean, you battled a lot of injuries this year, haven't you?
I would say this is probably the worst year for injuries I've ever seen. But the good news is most of our kids are two-way players to begin with, and they're all stepping up when they get the opportunity. And that's been something that we knew coming into the season. We had a few kids injured beforehand, and the message was we got to play the game without them, and you have to find your role on this team.
Who would have thought on the 27th of September you might be wondering about, oh, we got to keep them hydrated because it might be too hot for them?
That's a very interesting thing. It'll still be nice and cool at kickoff and a great fall weather game. So, yes, during the day they need to be hydrated and everything, but tonight they'll be ready to play.
So everybody's in the parade. What's the order of business then for the football team? What time do they assemble? Do you have kind of some quiet time, some downtime here today then?
To be quite honest with you, the way it was handled in the past, they had a lockdown the night before. They all slept in the wrestling room on air mattresses, and then they had team breakfast. We kind of went away from that because we felt like we had a slow start because kids weren't sleeping good. They were on an air mattress or the floor, right? So we started letting them go home and do their own thing, and we've let them, so far they've been very mature to be able to do stuff on their own. But we don't gather them before or anything like that. Most of them go out to eat, and if they want to go home, then it gives them a chance to go home and rest. So.
As a staff member here, too, it's a working day for the teachers. It's not a day off, is it?
It is not a day off. So we're all assigned a duty. You get to sign up for it, but if you don't sign up for one, you're assigned to go supervise. I was just in the gym with the arts and crafts and the Legos and all those cool things doing that. And after that, now I'm just walking around getting to enjoy the festivities with my family when they show up. So it still is a family-friendly day, but yes, we are working. We have meetings and things like that as well.
Great learning thing for all of the youngsters. I mean, I see all this exuberance out here by the youngsters, and they're having a ball, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a ton of energy. It's fun to see these middle school kids because, like, oh, Mr. MacFix, like, yes, you just saw me yesterday. I'm gonna be here. You know, so the little kids are having a great time. There's animals. There's a lot to go around for everybody to do. It's just a great atmosphere. I love it.
Hopefully your quarterback, your running backs don't injure themselves throwing cow chips today. That's one of my worries.
I don't know if we have that this year, do we?
Yeah, it's right over there.
Oh, all right. You want to go have a competition real quick? No, that's cool. I didn't know that was a thing this year. Every year they add something new, and that's a new one. So, yeah, there's just so much to do here. And the kids, typically, their competition is over at the high school. They play games in the morning and, like, powder puff football and things like that. So the girls will play football, and then our football players try to coach them. So they get to see the other side of it today as well. And knowing that, oh, someone missed an assignment, it's funny watching them get all worked up as coaches instead of players. But so they'll be over here later. I'm sure I'll get Chase Gilbertson to throw some cow chips or something.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Dan, good luck tonight. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you very much, Phil.
You bet. Co-head coach, River Valley football team, Dan Makovic, here on WRCO's reports from the River Valley School Fair.
Shuffleboard, pinball, he's got the score that everybody around here's trying to beat. He's a six-pack up when he walks in, tells the band, crank it up to 10. Then he's up, dancing on his seat. Well, he's a big mouth, yelling, hey, play some Freebird. Says, give me three steps, nobody gets hurt.
Then he takes off his shirt.
There's one in every crowd, brings the party in the South. Good time Charlie with a Harley, whiskey bent and hellbound. He's got the next round, but he always drinks for free. There's one in every crowd, and it's usually me. Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all. There's one in every crowd. Got a flip top box of Marlboros. He'll bum a light and steal your girl, then laugh at you for getting all upset. Well, everybody here knows his name, makes everybody else look sane when he's out, as far as you can guess. And his mind.
in their mind. She said he's putting dirt on my name, but I ain't got time for playing those games. You can talk all you want, I got nothing to say. No, I won't take the blame for walking away. But just small town rumors rolling around. All I found is they can bring me down. All the lies they're criticizing, I can break out, repeat. These small town rumors ain't got nothing to do with me.
The news at 11:30 today, sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tropical Storm Helene continues to drench Georgia and the Carolinas after battering the Florida Panhandle as a Category 4 hurricane, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake, the storm being blamed for at least 10 deaths across four states. Former President Trump meeting this hour in New York with Ukraine's President Zelensky, who said ahead of the meeting,
I think we have a common view that the war in Ukraine has to be stopped and Putin can't win and Ukrainians have to prevail, and I want to discuss with you the details of our plan of victory.
The United Nations, a warning from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the nation he says is supporting Hezbollah.
There is no place in Iran that the long arm of Israel cannot reach, and that's true of the entire Middle East.
But Netanyahu's speech was met with opposition in the chamber, as many world leaders either left the room or booed when he took the podium. This is ABC News.
Some people don't just work, they work to make a difference. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. People with a passionate commitment to their jobs work to make a difference in other people's lives, just like the caregivers at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, some of whom have been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. Our longtime employees could easily work elsewhere, but at Harvest Guest Home, they find fulfillment in our mission of serving with tender, loving care, respect, patience, and affection. They believe in our commitment as a family-owned business to providing the best possible care to our residents. This is our way of life. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family here.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Mee. High school football games tonight. Richland Center travels to Platteville. Platteville defeated Lancaster by a big margin last week, and I talked to Coach Andrew Troxell about last week's game.
You know, it was a one-point game at halftime, you know, with Lancaster up 22-21. And then they made some adjustments defensively and took away some of the run game that Lancaster had and really kind of secured the shell. Lancaster, they were in control in that first half, and then Platteville took over in the second. So we were definitely surprised when we saw that score. And then we watched film and got to see kind of the whole picture of what happened.
Richland Center football coach Andrew Troxell, his team is at Platteville tonight. Lancaster is at River Valley for the River Valley homecoming game. Ithaca is home against Nisida, and it's Riverdale's homecoming football game. They are hosting Pecatonica Argyle. Well, the Brewers take on the Mets. The Mets second in the National League East with a record of 87-70. The Brewers first in the National League Central with a 91-68 mark. Frankie Montas goes for the Brewers in tonight's game. The Brewers getting ready for the action. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games with a .229 batting average and a .374 earned run average. And Wisconsin has some big changes to their roster for the 24-25 season with 7 departures, including Chucky Hepburn, Tyler Wall, and A.J. Storr. The Badgers bring in Cameron Hunter, wing John Tanya, and forward Xavier Amos to the roster, while Daniel Freitag and Jack Robinson join the team as freshmen. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Your forecast as we're heading into the afternoon hours is calling for a mix of sun and clouds and highs of 80, northeast winds 6 to 12, lows of 53 tonight, partly cloudy, and Saturday, partly cloudy to sunny, highs of 80. Sunday, we finish the weekend out mostly sunny with highs of around 80. It is a sunny 75 degrees, and that's up from our morning low of 45. No precipitation. The barometer slightly down to 29.99, and west winds are at 7. Again, it is 75 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Looking at what's going on here today and into the weekend, St. Barnabas Parish in Mazamani holding its Holy Cross Estate Sale today until 5 and again Saturday from 8 to noon. Also, the River Valley Area Community Gardens will sell caramel apples at the River Valley School Fair, and that is going on until noon for a little while longer. The booth located in front of the River Valley Middle School. Also, all proceeds will go to the General Fund for the River Valley Area Community Gardens. The Richland Hospital and Clinics offering a learning session about healthcare careers for 7th and 8th grade students. Club Scrub provides hands-on experiences that can pique students' interest in pursuing a career in healthcare. Participants work side-by-side with healthcare professionals, including technicians, doctors, nurses, and therapists. Club Scrub is free, but space is limited. Sign up as soon as possible. Sessions will be held on 4 consecutive Tuesdays, October 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th from 3:45 to 5:15. The Richland Hospital and at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Now, the registration deadline is today. So contact Sarah Stibbe at 647-6321, extension 2203 to receive a registration form. Walk with Grace Euchre Tournament still to come today, and that fundraiser is being held at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Sign up will begin at 5:30. Play starts at 6:30. The entry fee is $5, and nickel bumps will be donated to Grace. Food and door prizes will be available for players. Also, a Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition being held at 7 tonight at 201 Clinton Street, Blue River. Teams of up to four members will compete to complete a 500-piece puzzle. Cost $12 per team. A Fun in Boaz weekend will be held today and Saturday. The Boaz Saddle Club will begin tonight at 7. Saturday will start with a pull at 10 to benefit Don Maley, who has been battling colon cancer. There will also be a silent auction, meat paddles, a 50-50 raffle, food and refreshments. The day will end with the Boaz Fall Parade at 1. Parade lineup will be at noon. The ADRC of Eagle County and Richland Center will host a free Welcome to Medicare seminar coming up on Monday, October 7th. You can make reservations by calling the ADRC at 647-4616 at least 5 days in advance of the seminar. The Kickapoo Area Food Pantry will be held at the Viola Municipal Building Saturday from 9 to 11, and then again on Monday, September 30th from 4 to 6. Check-in will be inside. Volunteers will load your vehicle. For more information, call 627-1910. The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour being held Saturday and Sunday. Rural farms, artists, and businesses will open their doors to welcome you. It's a celebration of rural living in small farm communities of Northern Sauk and Richland counties. On the tour, you can find local food and art producers, learn about the changing face of rural America, dine at a true farm-to-fork country eatery, find hidden gems, and visit a historic folk art site. A map of the participating businesses and farms can be found online at explorehillandvalley.com. The 2024 Fire and EMS Festival will be Saturday at Avoca Lakeside Park. Featured at the festival will be a vendor market from 10 to 4, music by Donnie Razick from 11 to 2, a car show from 11 to 4, music by Mitch Lau from 3 to 6, water feist at noon, an outdoor dart tournament at 2, and music by Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. Food and refreshments will be available on the grounds. Driftless Board Games will host strategy board games on Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center. A variety of games will be on hand, but feel free to bring your own to share. Anyone who wants to play board games is invited to attend. Ben Johnston of Kickapoo Bird Habitat Initiative will present 7 simple actions to help birds Saturday at 10:30 at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center. The public can learn simple steps to take to safeguard against habitat loss, which is a primary cause of 25% decrease in North American bird population, according to a 2019 report. The annual Milk into Cheese Hayride will be Saturday at 1. The Milk into Cheese Hayride is hosted by Ed and Linda Chitwood. The hayride's free, but free will donations are appreciated and will be used to support the Milk into Cheese program that provides local cheese to local food pantries. The Milk into Cheese Hayride will start near the Chitwoods' home, take Birds Creek Valley Drive off Highway 60, and then follow the signs to the staging area. Reservations are not necessary, but are appreciated. You can make a reservation by calling 537-2340. Be sure to leave a message. If you do not get an answer, letting the Chitwoods know how many will be in your party. And the final hymn sing of 2024 will be held at the Brown Church on Sunday from 2 to 3. That's a look at what's going on here in our area this weekend. Also, going on until the end of the hour, you can enter into Civic Media's Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest. Some great prizes going on, but you need the keyword this hour, which is money. M-O-N-E-Y. Now that you have that keyword, you can text it using your Civic Media app. Look for WRCO on the app, text that word money, and you're entered to win. You have until the end of the hour. If you don't have the app, you can find it. It's on the Apple or Google stores.
Work week's all but done. There's excitement everywhere. But boys have got their horses and they're ready to run. And it's a 4:45 and we're coming alive. Yeah, 3, 2, 1, let's go. And when that whistle blows, you punch it like you caught a white flag coming off pit road. Gentlemen, start your weekend. that payday money I've driven along. I just got a green light from a hometown honey, and she's sliding over, gets a little closer, says, take me out for a spin. It's time to show what's under the hood. Get into a little juke joint way back in the woods. Get on the sideshow.
You heard him. Gentlemen, start your weekends. James Robert Webb. If you don't have plans for your weekend, well, maybe Phil and the gang over at Center Cinema can help you out.
Sandy Madison joins us from Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Sandy, looks like another awesome weekend for weather.
Oh, it really does. Last weekend it looked pretty awesome, then we got a little bit of rain on us, but we still had quite a few people at the outdoor. Of course, it doesn't hurt the indoor, but this weekend looks really good. Doesn't look like any rain in the forecast at all. And so we'll be showing Transformer 1, followed by Beetlejuice at the Starlight. The indoor, it looks like it's going to be a really good weekend for kids' movies. We have The Wild Robot. The Wild Robot is kind of like a fish out of water kind of tale. It looks really good. He's marooned on an island when a storm sinks its container ship. It's really, really good. The reviews on that movie are incredible. I was just reading some of them. It looks really good. And then Transformer 1 has a lot of followers. It's a good movie, too.
Awesome. Can you talk about some of the other upcoming movies here in the coming weeks?
Yeah, we have Smile 2. We have Joker coming. I think Joker starts next weekend. Smile 2, we have Venom coming, another Halloween-type movies. There's so much stuff coming. Moana's coming, Wicked's coming. As soon as they come out, we're getting them just as quick as they come out. Yeah, a lot of good stuff coming.
Let's talk about some of the other things that we haven't talked about for a while. The theater, you have a lot of options there for gifts and parties. Could you talk about that for us?
Yeah, and even popcorn. If you want popcorn and we're open, just stop in. And if you happen to want it for like a large group, you can order it and we'll deliver it to you. We have gift certificates. And for every $40 that you spend on a gift certificate, you get one free movie pass. Also, there's single and annual yearly passes for a whole year. You can get in free. Well, after you pay for it. And then, of course, we offer advertising, too. You can see your business or cause up on the screen. There's some good deals going on about that. You can contact us or go to our website, and it'll show you how to get to us. We have private parties and events. We do birthday parties. We just did the cross-country team just was at the movie at the Center Cinema. They had a private party, Yeah, just message us if you have any interest in any of the above.
That sounds good. Hey, how about Sandy's tough trivia question of the week?
Well, like I kind of mentioned, the wild robot, he was kind of marooned on an island and he had to build a brand new home. He had some helpers that helped him with that. And who would they be? Who helped him build a new home?
Or what type of animal, too, right?
That'd be right. Yeah, what type of animal? Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins a pass for an upcoming movie here in Richland Center. Sandy, have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah, you too. See everybody at the movies.
Sandy Madison from Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Call now. We'll see if we can put that movie pass in your hand.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
This week, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society introduces you to more pet dangers to be on the lookout for during fall. First, fruits and nuts that have fallen from trees can grow unhealthy mold, and fruit pits, nuts, and acorns can all cause choking or gastrointestinal obstructions in pets. Also, with cooler temperatures and with school in session, germs spread more readily. This being the case, be sure to keep medicine out of your pet's reach. Acetaminophen is especially toxic to cats, and decongestants can be dangerous for both dogs and cats. Be careful around all of these potential pet hazards, and enjoy autumn with your pets. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop final Anything Summer 50 cent sale and all single piece glassware items 10 cents. Stop in often, new items added daily. Like them on Facebook and check out the current sales and special silent auction items. Shop smart, where your donations are always appreciated and the profits from your purchases have helped support area nonprofit agencies for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
It's Apple Fest in Gaze Mills now through Sunday, with lots of great food, live music, and the big parade on Sunday. Stroll down Main Street where you'll find vendors, live music, food, and fun activities for the whole family. At the county fairgrounds, there's the carnival, flea market, and the arts and crafts show that will feature nearly 100 vendors offering antiques, collectibles, crafts, and fabulous food. Today through Sunday during Apple Fest in Gaze Mills.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Still looking for our winner on the Center Cinema prize of the day. Give you a couple of options, though, maybe to help you out. It could be either the dogs, the beavers, the cats, or the squirrels. So there are your options. Remember, 647-4155, the number to call.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Put a welcome on
in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the whittle of it out in the middle of a country, in a country house with you.
Sam Hunt, Country House. The News and Noon from AP, sponsored today, or excuse me, from AP.